I came to the valley in June. It was a quiet place, nestled in the foothills of the Cascade Mountains. The balsam root had recently gone to seed, and the hillsides were fading from a rich green to the soft browns and yellows of a full summer. I'd come to know the seasons quite well over the next several years. Much of it would be a thorough study conducted through the bedroom window of my cottage, where I would sit at my desk and work nearly every day. As I painted or wrote, my eyes regularly checked the view, seeking the curious little moments that revealed some intimate detail about the ever-changing landscape. From that window, I would see my first moose cow, leading her trembling newborn to the lakeside a half-mile's trek down the road. 6 months later, the frigid, clear skies on a winter's night dappled with the brightest clusters of stars I had ever seen. Yet the most rewarding moment by far would be spying a diminutive bluebell growing by my garden fence. It peeped through the chilled ground, a harbinger of spring when my world seemed so still and unrelentingly cold. My cottage and I share an intimacy likened to that of two old friends, though we haven't known each other for long. When I first passed the threshold and promptly tripped on a jutting wood plank, I was a nascent adult, overwhelmed by a life spent working and studying toward a goal that I'd held on to so tightly I couldn't see what it was anymore. I had long discovered my life was waning, a little smaller and less vibrant each day. I didn't know what to do, so I'd applied for a position teaching at a preschool in a small rural town. I hoped the increase in salary and vicinity to my family would give me the strength to make progress in a life that seemed so incredibly mundane that it had permeated something deep within, leaving me absolutely uninterested in the world. The cottage needed repairs and a fresh coat of paint. It took months to recover it to a livable state. Looking back, the process was far more beneficial to me than the cottage itself. To take so much delicate care in fixing something, decorating it, and starting a little garden. To give time and love, even when you didn't know you had any left to give.